Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The drive is live.
That's right, the drive is live. I'm just letting you know at some point Tyler's probably going to snap. There was an aggressive text message from Tyler that went to the group chat that was aggressive. And
He ain't wrong.
I wanted to just pat him on his back, man. As I say to him, man, just let it out. Just let it out, man.
Well, the Aggies won, so he's going to be all right.
Only thing keeping me sane.
If the Aggies would have lost, the Jordan ankle and the Texans fourth quarter would have really did him in. But the Aggies won, so I think he's probably going to be okay.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't think Tyler was thinking about them damn Aggies one bit when he fired off that message. I mean, he was.
No, you are correct. You are correct. No
was,
way.
He was smoking. And Tyler, again, he's going to snap. Tyler is, I think a lot of people are moving to this. There are things that the organization and people within the organization do that when things are going well, cool, whatever. But when things go bad, those things turn into annoying as hell and piss you off. And I believe Tyler has reached that with some members of the Texans that now they do things and they say things and just set them off.
It's a new era, man. New era in Houston football, you know. New uniforms, real fancy. The return to H-Town blue. The head coach hired everybody wanted. You think at some points you got your franchise quarterback. It's a new era. Don't ask me about the O-line. New era. We're on to bigger and better things, baby. We're not quite there on the field, but don't worry about that. Don't freaking worry about that. This is a new era. The Texans are different. BS. Same stuff on the gridiron you see every year with this team. Same stuff year in, year out. And my fandom for these Houston Texans cannot take much more of it.
Part that I'm really impressed by, and he's really smoking hot. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see him. What shirt is that? He didn't even come Houston today, did he? No, the hell with it.
Nah. It's some kind of
angry like a Wolverine, bro. Yeah,
there you is go. That a Wolverine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Logan, huh? I got you.
Yeah.
The best part is he said gridiron. Usually when you're as pissed off as Tyler is, to reach for when you have field, to reach for gridiron, that is great poise.
That wasn't an odd. Yeah. But jeez!
It's like someone saying pigskin instead of football when they're really pissed that they roll into that. I think we might have to hear from the people a little bit later on today. Great last week. Maybe not 3 o'clock.
The calls
we got to hear
last night in the post game were tremendous as well.
Yeah, I caught a couple of again. Yeah, Sheldon Rankins. He was really good. Like thoughtful. You know, in a game, and I'm sure you know this, years of doing it, in a game like that, you know, these cats don't want any parts of it. They don't want to be in there on the phone. He was thoughtful, really, really good yesterday. So that's Marconi worthy. All right, Clint, there's a lot from last night. You did the post-game show. You heard everything, saw everything. What are you thinking? What's on your mind? What's the takeaway, however you want to go right now from this team?
Well, I think the game, you know, there was from a game perspective, I think there's a 30,000 foot view and there's digging into certain points. I think for me, the game itself, we can split this six ways to Sunday, but the game itself, when you hand the way this team is built, the way this organization is built right now, and the way they've got to win ball games, if you hand this defense a 5-point lead with under 3 minutes to play, you have done your job. Whether that's you being the special teams or you being, I don't care if it's pick sixes or I don't care, however it may be, if you've got a 5-point lead, you know, over any opponent in football, and you hand it over to this defense, you've got to win that game. If this team is not going to win those kinds of games, then they're not going to win many games at all. I think that's the number one 30,000 foot view for me, Ron, is they ultimately were in position to win this game the way that they are designed to win the game, and did not get it done. And if that's the case, this is going to be a long-ass season.
Yeah, that is, after everything that went down last night, they not a field goal, a touchdown, they had to hold them from with 204 left, 80 yards.
Got to go 80 yards and got to score a touchdown to win it. And they ran every bit of the clock out. Oh. And then the nail in the coffin to run the football from the 2 or 3 yard line, whatever it was, with 9 seconds left in the game, that is ridiculous level of confidence that they're going to get that ball in the end zone. I mean, you think about it, if there is a dog pile short of the goal line, you're going to have a hard time getting another playoff.
Yep.
Now, you got a timeout, I get that, but I mean,
no fear.
That is no fear whatsoever. And so the way it all went down was soul-snatching for Texans fans, for me as a Texans fan, because that's the way that I thought they were going to win this game. So we've watched two Texans games so far, and the offense, which is led by what is soon to be a $60 million a year man, face of the franchise, can't get the ball in the end zone against the Rams to win the game. And then you put it in the lap of this defense that's supposed to be a top three defense in this league, that they have spent some serious money on and invested some big-time picks on. You put it in their lap with a 5-point lead under 3 minutes, and they can't get it done. It's a rough stretch of 2 weeks for this team. I think the 30,000-foot view is where you got to start with this. The other 30,000-foot view for me on the offensive side of the football, Ron, we can dig into layer over layer over layer and talk about the post-game stuff. But for me, the frustrating part or the concerning part is, Ron, it looks like we've played the Rams and we've played the Bucs, right? We're talking about two teams that their quarterbacks have a lot of experience. Their head coaches have a lot of experience. They've both got a lot of talent on the offensive side of the football. It seems like they've got a plan in critical situations. And that plan is not to depend on a third string back to pass protect. That plan is not to depend on a third string back in shotgun from the one for three snaps.
That, sure hope not.
It seems to me like offensively there's a severe lack of identity. There is grasping for straws in critical moments, like very curious decisions being made in critical moments just from a personnel perspective. We're not even getting into shifts and movements and Nico and Dalton Schultz and all this kind of stuff. You know, just the There's some very interesting, what I would say appears to be overwhelming grasping at for straws in critical moments of monster games, and we're only two in. So I think those are the two on each side of the football, 30,000-foot views that have to be discussed.
Yeah, I think all of those are fair. By the way, you can hear, we'll allow you to hear both D'Amico. D'Amico spoke earlier today on In the Loop. We'll let you hear what he had to say at 4:40, and C.J. Stroud coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll look at his grade coming up, but we'll also hear what he had to say, because you could tell, man, it was fresh, and he had some things to say in the postgame show that if you missed it late last night, we want you to be able to hear in full. But, Clint, I think all of those are very, very fair. But, you know, some people accuse me of being a little bit more messy. And I don't mean to be messy. I just have to be honest on
Hold on, Joe.
What I kind of see. And I know you were doing the post game show, and you listened to all the pressers. You heard things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's nothing. Feels like to me it's something. But this is the second straight week where it feels like C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans are not on the same page. This is the second straight week where it feels like there is, like, before it was like those two are tight. Then last week, we're lollygagging from C.J. Practice. We didn't have a great week of practice. Then we get back to D'Amico. He speaks the next day, and as Tyler pointed out, I seemed a little bit sarcastic with his comment about lollygagging. And then he went into and saying, "Hey, who's your Azeez Alshire on the offense? Who's your leader on the offense?" It's a group effort.
Lollygagging.
And then again, he went with it and he said, "No, ultimately, it's me. I'm the one who's supposed to bypass the C.J. Stroud," and didn't seem to kind of agree with him on the poor practice. This week, had some communication issues, is what D'Amico said in the presser. And C.J. was asked about it himself, and he didn't feel like there were some communication issues, said he was fine. And then D'Amico later was asked, and I'll play this here for you, D'Amico later was asked about you know, what happened down on the fourth and goal that they weren't able to get. Those plays down there, those set of plays. This is what he had to say about what happened there. And he doesn't say CJ, but this is the only person he could be talking about.
I would have to look at the film to see actually what went wrong. And I saw the run that didn't work. We didn't have any space. We didn't move anybody off the line of scrimmage is what I saw. So I was getting hit in the backfield. And so went to try to throw the ball. Thought we had some matchups. I thought we had an opportunity to hit Nico in the corner there. Ball was out of bounds.
You know, we've not really, like, those two have always seemed like they were tight.
Simpatico.
Yes, and there was, like, both of them had. Now, hey, man, we might wink, wink, blame, you know, the offensive line, wink, wink, blame Bobby, other things, but not. It just seems like something's off between those two, and we're not hearing the same. Something's off between those two. It may not be a big deal. Maybe I'm making something. Maybe I'm being messy, but something feels off these first 2 weeks between those two.
I don't think there's any doubt, Ron, that the dynamic between D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud has shifted significantly. I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever. Now the question is this CJ feeling like, hey man, it's a contract year. You've given me two first time play callers that have in one way or another not been as supportive as I feel like they should be. And now I'm getting told that I need to go out there, me and my team need to go out there and execute better. But once again, we got a guy on the ones and twos that you hired that doesn't seem to have this thing figured out and doesn't have the ability to put us in position to play to our strengths. You know, is it that kind of dynamic where CJ's like, no, hold on now. I've been listening to this bull crap about we got to you know, execute for a year plus now. It's a little bit more than that. Like, is CJ bucking back? Or is this a scenario where D'Amico is taking the kid gloves off? It's year three.
Maybe.
Hey, we've done this. We've brought you along. We've done this thing. We've protected you. Now it's time to let you get out there and take the bull by the horns and figure this thing out yourself. I don't know which one it is. It sure seems like the first one I mentioned. It sure seems like there's some friction. It sure seems like there is some disagreement the way they see things and the way they view what needs to happen to get this offense rolling. And I'll be honest with you, I'm with CJ here. I'm with CJ on this one. I don't like the way that D'Amico is handling this. I don't like that we got to execute better.
Shift? I mean, it's a clear shift.
There is a clear effort. Yeah. There is without a doubt a clear effort to protect the offensive play caller from D'Amico Ryans. It's clear. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Last week it was, hey, how about we execute on first and second down so that we can have second and short and third and short, which, hell, I can call plays if that's the case, right? But let's do that, and then let's evaluate what Nick Caley can do, right? Let's that to me, that's completely backwards, right? But there is no doubt about it. If I'm reading between the lines with D'Amico Ryans, there is a clear and obvious effort to protect Nick Caley and excuse Nick Caley's shortcomings, if you will, even when you acknowledge him. Yeah, we got to get Nico the ball more, man. But, you know, we're going to spread the ball around. You know, we're going to spread the ball. No. Yeah, I mean, how many screens they throw yesterday?
They threw one to Nick Chubb.
Yeah, Nick Chubb successful. Got an easy touch. I mean, it's there are glaring issues that, in my opinion, the head coach, when he's asked about offensive football, there are low-hanging, glaring issues that you could very easily point out and discuss without throwing your offensive coordinator under the bus, just saying, hey, man, these are growing pains. We got to get better. But instead, we somehow, every time we're asked about the offensive line being better or the offense being better or Nick Caley, we somehow end up talking about tackling. We somehow end up talking about Christian Harris can't tackle, you know, that kind of deal. So there's an obvious effort to protect Nick Caley, and I do wonder, you know, what kind of damage that causes with C.J. Stroud.
Text line coming through saying maybe he's telling him he needs to toughen up.
Maybe.
That's
one of my options.
I'm just telling you that is a shift. That is a shift. In the last 2 weeks, when asked multiple times who's the voice on the offense, he couldn't come up with anybody and ultimately said me. And I don't know how many times you've heard him over the past couple of years. Yeah, I thought we could have made a play in the back of the end zone there, but the ball was out of bounds. I'm not saying there is anything inaccurate about what D'Amico said or not factual about what D'Amico said, but it just does. We are hearing those two guys handle or get posed questions about things and have different perspectives on them. Like right after the other one was asked about it. Like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not saying it's wrong. Maybe there's a shift that needed to be made.
No, look, Ron, it's not messy. I mean, you are messy from time to time, but that's not messy.
I'll point it out now.
That's not messy.
Point it out.
That's reality. There is no if you cover the Texans and you don't sense some level of shift in dynamic between quarterback and head coach, you are not watching and covering the same team that I'm watching and covering. You're not listening to the same audio that I'm listening to. You're not watching the same football I'm watching. Period, point blank. You choose to ignore it. If you're not discussing it, you're choosing to ignore it because it's there.
Coming up as we continue, maybe the most disappointing thing from last night. It's not CJ. It's not the offense. Not Nick Caley. Not any of that. We'll discuss.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's that coming up.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Fourth and 10, Buccaneers from their 32. Mayfield with three receivers to the right side. He's in the gun, one back. Mayfield to pass. Here's heavy pressure. Mayfield escapes up the middle, running across the 40, running across the 45, tripped up at the 47-yard line. First down, Buccaneers. Jake Gardner-Johnson got him down. A minute 11 to go. Clock is running.
Boy, that felt like it could have ended the game. Henry Toa, I'm sure, is running that in his head over and over again. But a tough one there. Looked like the game out in there, and Baker
it
Mayfield.
It felt like it ripped my nuts off.
It did. Baker Mayfield was able to get through, and they were able to drive down, and we know how that thing ended. And Clint, that was the final drive, but you kind of hinted towards it earlier in the show. I think of all the frustrations we may have in the offensive side of the ball. Again, shout out to the special teams. They're the only reason why the game was to where it was. I mean, Frank Ross, he had him a day right there in his units compared to what that Tampa Bay special teams coordinator, he's a week away from getting fired, be honest with you. But I think the defense last night, that was clearly the most disappointing. And I know you look up there and they only gave up 20 points. But Clint, just watching the game did not feel like a great defensive game, especially for what we expect from that defense. And now where this offense is, they just cannot do the things that they did last night, even before the final drive, let alone up five, ball at the 20. They got 80 to go with 2 minutes left with their center as one of the tackles and a backup on the other side and a backup center. They've got to be able to get off the field and not give up six the way they did. But even throughout the game, the way Tampa ran the football, that was the defense was really disappointing last night.
Yeah, I thought the defense was disappointing. I thought the plan, more the adjustment to what we were seeing, I thought that was a disappointment. And this has got to be where the Texans hang their hat. I mean, when your offense and special teams, however it happens, hands this defense a 5-point lead with 3 minutes left, you got to win those ball games, and that is how you are wired to win. It's how you're built to win. It's the decision that DeMeco Ryans and Nick Caserio made when they built this team and this 2025 team. And last, you know, yesterday, the worst part of the overall performance on the defensive side of the football for me, again, was the inability to stop the run. I mean, you're talking about almost 6 yards a rush.
Good God, man.
Almost 6 yards a rush. And by the way, Ron, there was no 70-yard run in there. It was 30 carries at 6 yards a pop, and everybody in the building knew they were going to run it, and they ran it right down your throat. And that's the toughest part, or the most concerning part for the Texans is, you know, we can talk about the tackling if you want to. That's fine. I mean, Bucky Irving in space, there's not many guys out there that are making that tackle. You got to corral him. That's just not going to happen. So we can talk about tackling if you want to, but the real problem with the Texans is their interior defensive line was getting folded into the laps of the linebackers constantly over and over and over again. And the The adjustment was to pull your nickel defender and go to a true 4-3 base defense and add a linebacker to the mix. There didn't seem to be, I've not seen the All-22, but there didn't seem to be any alignment adjustment. There didn't seem to be, if you, with your secondary being the strength of this team, hell, throw defensive linemen out there, cover all five of their offensive linemen so they can't double you and push you into the laps of a linebacker. Walk the linebackers up into the A-gap and show them something different where they can't double your down line, where they've got to make a decision to get away from the double team. And it didn't seem like that was ever the case. It was, we're going to continue to roll a four-man line out there. All we're going to do is sub our nickel in for a true linebacker, which was Christian Harris, and we're going to stay status quo. I thought the adjustment was suspect, and I thought the scariest part of it is that they were getting folded.
Yeah, they were
5-6 yards worth of push up front in that downhill run game. And so, again, we can talk about tackling, but the overall problem is in any NFL running back, when they have that kind of space, right, when you can run downhill and there's only one guy you got to make miss, everybody else is removed from the equation by 4 or 5 yards, then you've got room to make that guy miss. And Bucky Irving is one of the best in the league at making guys miss in space. It wasn't the tackling, in my opinion. It was the amount of space that was being created by the push that the offensive line was getting, was giving Bucky Irving all the space in the world to make guys miss. It's hard to make guys miss in a phone booth, right? It's easy to make guys miss on a basketball court or on a football field in this sense. It's like it's almost unfair to ask those guys to tackle in those particular situations. To me, that's the bigger moving forward. Like, how are you going to solve that issue? Yeah,
those D linemen were right in their laps.
Ooh, man.
All three of them when they put them in there. Right in their laps. And the part that's weird is, you don't look at Tampa as, all right, they're a team that's going to sit down and hand the ball off. Like, you want to hurt the pass rush with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, run the football like that. You saw it kind of slow down. That was the part. And really alarming is they had two tackles, their starters out, because the other guy got hurt early. Mm-hmm. Two of them out, a center out of position. So the center moved to a tackle, and a center off the bench came in, and they just drove it until the absolute dismount of the game, where they got 9 seconds, and they said, nah, throw it up to Mike Evans, nope. Maybe Ibuka, nope, nah, let's just hand this puppy off.
Right up to good.
Got in 3 seconds.
Right up to good. Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow. And more importantly, it's one of those, it's on film now. Like, you're going to see duo till the cows come home. You're going to see one of your, whichever guy you've got, whichever D lineman the Texans have that's closest to the center, when they line up, whichever one is closest to the center is going to get double teamed and until the cows come home, until they show that they can stop it, until they adjust, whether it's five down, whether it's walking the linebackers up, whatever you do, you just can't allow them to continually just double team you. It seemed like it happened for 4 quarters.
At Baltimore in 3 weeks. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. So that's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, if you miss C.J. Stroud, we think it's really important that you hear what he had to say, and you can send them in now as we will look at our grades as we do each and every week. Our grades for C.J. Stroud, 13 of 24, 207, what touchdown? One touchdown pass, no picks, 3 sacks, quarterback rating a 97. What was his grade? We'll do.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, well, welcome into a Reaction Tuesday here as the Texans dropped a tough one last night to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-19. You can send them in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What's your grade last night for CJ's performance? I see some coming in. You can send them in. Here is CJ Stroud last night as he spoke to the media and clearly coming off a loss, some things he had to say about what he saw fresh off the field.
On that fourth down play, you're rolling left. Do you prefer to roll out left versus right? Does that matter to you at all?
No, it does not.
Hey, CJ, D'Amico talked about some communication challenges. Were those some of the issues when you guys got down in the red zone late in the game?
Communication in what way?
He just said there were some communication challenges.
I didn't have any communication issues. I thought we split the play pretty clean, and we were just lining up. Some guys weren't set, so I had to get Higgs set on the fourth down. And other than that, I mean, and that's kind of normal, but I didn't really, not anything down there that I can remember.
When y'all had the ball at the 1 yard line, what went wrong in your opinion there?
Just didn't get the ball in the end zone. It was kind of plain, kind of simple. You know, just, I don't know. We just didn't get the ball in the end zone. That's all I could really think of.
Is it disappointing that y'all had so many opportunities to win this game, put this game away, and you weren't able to capitalize on the opportunities tonight?
Yeah, it is.
Well, the two games, what do you think has just kind of been more or less the inability to consistently get into the end zone with the time that you guys do have?
So the young offense, you know, don't really, you know, can make a bunch of excuses, but we're just not getting it done. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And, you know, we're moving the ball pretty well. Just got to put seven on the board. And that's you know, the big difference right now. So, yeah.
CJ, what did you notice in the opening touchdown pass to Nico?
Sorry?
What did you notice in the opening touchdown drive to
Nico? Heck of a catch. I thought, you know, did a good job in that first drive. Just staying down, you know, just staying committed to, you know, our plan, not wavering. And I thought Nico did a good job. Just keep running. Corner played it good. Just try to put in a spot on what he can get. Yeah, I think it was a heck of a catch.
You mentioned a young receiving core, not that many guys you have experience with. Do you feel like this offense misses Tank's presence and your guys' chemistry right now?
We can say a bunch of different things about, you know, who's out, who's not. You know, Higg and Jay Noe and Jay Watt, Hutch, Neek, you know, they've done a good job in there, you know. you know, we just got to, you know, find ways to get them the ball in space more. Thought, you know, Kales did a good job of that today, but, you know, it's always evident, you know, it's the bad things that everybody points out, but that's the NFL. You know, you can't, you know, let guys hang around and, you know, give them a shot to come back. That's what they'll do. So, but I thought our young guys handled it as best as they could. Of course, it's always things to clean up, but, yeah, it's no excuse in that. Like, we just got to make more plays.
We got time for a few more, Jonathan, and Sergeant Cam, you know,
CJ, what, if anything, that you felt like the Bucs did a lot better after the first two drives after you all had that success?
I just started pressuring a little more, especially on third down, just big stunts and, you know, slamming their D-line in ways. Other than that, like, their back end, they just double Nico a lot, which we kind of presumed that they were going to do. But, yeah, you got to just know those plays where we're going three and out, or, you know, we're just not sustaining drives. Those are the ones that lose us the game. Of course, you know, not coming up short on the goal line is tough as well, and that's evident as well. But there's a bunch of different things we can clean up.
CJ, coach said that you all need to improve in the running game on tonight. You all had some really good plays on the, in the passing game. How do you all get those two to match up?
Just continue to do it. Continue to play. You know, it's a long season. You know, it's week two. Hopefully we learned our lessons and learn to put teams away and learn to, you know, put points on the board. So we can say a bunch of different things and what could have went right. But at the end of the day, it's about winning games. And those plays that are in between, you know, those are the games. I mean, those are the plays that you end up winning or losing on. So in my opinion, I think that's, you know, what we got to get better at is just making more plays and sustaining drives.
Hey, CJ, as a leader on this team, you've been here before in your rookie season. You guys got off to a slow start. What do you say to your teammates as you guys, get ready for next week, but try to keep your head up because 0-2 is not over?
Yeah, just stay together. You know, stay committed to one another, trust in one another. You know, the sun arises in the morning. You know, it's not the end of the world, but at the same time, you know, we all get paid a service, you know, to do a job, and, you know, we got to get those jobs done at a faster rate. And yeah, I think, you know, as a team, we got to just stay together. Everybody's going to talk crazy and we suck, we this, we that. And at the end of the day, we got to stay together and just mesh well and, you know, be honest, have our hard conversations. But, you know, I think right now we need more confidence as an offense, at least, just confident playing better together. I think that's a big thing. We haven't played together, a lot of us. So the more confidence that we build, I think the better that we'll be off.
Thank you.
All right, that was C.J. Stroud. A lot of people texting in. He just sounds different. Never sounded like this in a loss before, even in a loss.
About damn time.
Yeah. Starting to come down. He was very short, right? Early in that thing, didn't really
No doubt about it. He's pissed off about what's going on. It's unacceptable. There's no – what I loved about it was there's not a lot of soft shoeing things, a lot of, oh, it'll get better, and – all we got to do is stick together. And I know he said some of those things, but it wasn't the lead in, right? It wasn't the lead in of his typical lead in and his typical soft shoeing of everything. He clearly is pissed off. It's unacceptable, and this is a CJ Stroud that I want to see.
I think he sounds more just annoyed and pissed off than defeated. Defeated would be a different thing of like he's just thrown. I don't think he's thrown his hands up.
He just sounds like.
I got expectations, and we had expectations, and we're getting past them.
Right. Well, I mean, here's the reality with C.J. Stroud right now is I don't know what all went on behind closed doors last year, but there was clearly a splintering of the offensive staff, and I think a lot of that involved C.J. In a sense, not involved as it's his fault, but involved as in – All that matters is his well-being and his ability to play at a high level. So I think, and so you got all the same guys in the building around CJ except for two guys, right? So is there still a potential of this splintering, some very similar things happening this year that happened last year, the minute that the first-time play caller that doesn't have any, you know, he's got juice and swagger and energy, you know, Is there a chance that, you know, everybody turns on that guy? Is there a lot of talk behind closed doors? When I start hearing the whole week two, oh, we got to stick together, then it leads me to believe that there's some belief that there may not be sticking together. So That's the concern here for me, big picture. And if I'm CJ Stroud, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I know that much.
You're great because we're sitting here. It looks like you changed it in the middle of the press conference.
I did.
You're great for CJ Stroud yesterday.
CJ Stroud is a D. CJ Stroud is a D for me. Look, the inability to identify the free runners, he is constantly surprised. It's one thing to not pick up a blitz. It's another thing to be surprised when guys come free. I've got to believe the D'Amico Ryan's frustration with this offense has a lot to do with CJ Stroud identifying pressures or getting in the right run and handling the processes of the offense.
That's what you think he's talking about when he says communication.
I think there's a part of that it's frustrating. We've been through two offensive coordinators. We've been through 20 plus weeks and it's still a struggle, right? So I would imagine some of that falls at the quarterback's feet, but the inability to identify free runners. Right, the overall just flat out misses. The one thing that I felt like I could take to the bank when this season started was, you've got a ball placement specialist. When CJ said that 3 years ago, I thought, boy, that's a bold statement. He has the ability to be a ball placement specialist. When you look at the misses in this game, Nico Collins, the first play, you want to talk about getting ahead of the chains. Teams come out. We've watched it happen to us. They come out. They hit that little soft corner. They find the soft corner. They hit the little quick out route. You're in second and five, second and four right off the bat. He throws it too wide. Him and Nico don't connect on the first play, right? Nico on the third down and goal. It was a double move. Look, out and up type deal. I thought there was room for a quarterback the caliber of CJ to get that ball in there. Clearly, D'Amico Ryans did as well. Late on the Nico on the crosser. On the near pick, right, where he throws it late. He was open early, right in the middle of the field, wide open, your number one guy. He's late, and he damn near throws a pick, right? Hutch across the middle. Now, I can argue Hutch ran through the window, but either way it looks, the quarterback threw it behind him, and the the play wasn't – the play was all for none, right? The near INT, Ron, that you about spit your coke out at when he threw it to the interior defensive lineman. I guess he was trying to throw the ball away, but threw it damn near
– handed. He soft tossed it to Levante.
Yeah, it was actually the middle linebacker, wasn't it?
Yeah, coke zero on that.
That's a problem, right? And then the overall, like, just appearing to be overwhelmed in big moments – I think that's on CJ's shoulders as well. I can understand the offensive coordinator frustrations and really, the last 2 years in a big way. As a potential $60+ million quarterback, like I'm gonna tell you, man, you can pay me minimum. And one thing I know when we get in second and one from second and goal from the one, third and goal from the one, fourth and goal from the one, I'm gonna have my plays. My guys are gonna know my plays. And I'm not going to be overwhelmed. It seems like in those big moments, it is rushed. It is grasping for straws. It's just picking plays and running them. There's not that cool, calm, collected, hey, guys, it's second and goal from the one. We've got three shots at this. Y'all know what three plays we're running. We don't even need to huddle. You know they're on one or they're on a quick count or whatever. You know everything about it. We know like the back of our hand, and we somehow have to get guys lined up. You know, we like that at to some degree. Now it's in large part due to D'Amico and Kaylee, but I think to some degree that's got to fall at the feet of the quarterback as well, especially when you got one that's supposed to be a franchise guy.
The protection stuff is a big deal because we now know that this is not on the coordinator and the offensive line all by themselves. The confusion and missing blocks because we now know he has some control of what the protections are. He can set and change. That is one of the things they've sold us and what we thought would be better. And you've said it now for 2 weeks. He's got a lot of growing to do when it comes to getting in the right protections and having the offensive line slide and pick up who they should be picking up. I'm in the C-minus D range too as well. We'll do a tape drop. It'll be Wednesday tomorrow. Just some of the stuff I've seen out there, Clint. I don't think CJ's going to love the tape. I think he's going to see a lot of money he missed out there. All right, coming up, we're going to hear from you. All right, Tyler, open up the phone lines. Coming up, 713-572-4610. We will hear from you, and I want you to think about this and have your answer ready. What is the thing that you are now most concerned about when it comes with the Texans after their 0-2? What are you most concerned about? We'll do that next.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.